Well, it's that time again. The Morning Hog Show, Riggs Guy. No intern Steve. We've replaced him with our socially distant friends at SR Perot World Headquarters, Josh and Amelia. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Morning Hog Happy Hour. Hey, friends. How you been?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm hot, to be honest with you. I saw you, Josh, I saw you out in public recently, and you said, and you were fair to say, you were like, why are you so sweaty? And I was like, because I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I mean, it was air conditioning. You were just full on pouring.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I was like, I had been working out, which I hadn't. But you brought us some fun beverages, and there's something, you actually wrapped some of these. So this is something, we're starting out with something we've never tried before, is that right?
Something that's kind of just hitting the market, not a lot of people know about yet, and right. That's the cool part, is it's kind of incognito, if you will.
All right, here we go. I'm going to pull the thing off. Guy, if you give me scissors, well, I don't need scissors, forget it. Uh-oh. Oh, what?
Yeah, buddy.
What is this Coors product?
Coors Seltzer, man.
Oh, man.
Everybody's getting into the seltzers.
Oh. Now, I didn't know. Yeah. I'm oblivious. I had no idea that Coors was pumping these out.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is brand new, and this isn't just a hard seltzer. This is seltzer with a mission.
Okay.
And, yes, so, you know, for every 12-pack sold, gallons of water are restored to America's rivers.
500 gallons per 12-pack.
Really?
Wow.
So, yeah, seltzer with a cause, with a mission.
Oh, my God.
See, it actually says it on the box, seltzer with a mission.
I love that.
So it's pretty cool that they're, you know, actually restoring the rivers as they're pulling water from it and whatnot to make their products. They're replenishing what they're taking.
So, yeah.
Plus them.
I love when I can get my mind right and help out a cause at the same time. All right, well, look, there looks to be some fun flavors. Where should we start?
Let's start with fan favorite, black cherry.
All right.
They're clocking in at the 90 calories, which, anything under 100 calories is killing it.
Mm,
and 4.5% alcohol.
So it's a day sipper.
Oh, there we go. I like it. See, flavor forward. Yeah. Thank you, Coors. Thank you. I like that flavor up front.
Agreed. You know,
okay. Yeah,
we've talked about it several times.
These are good.
They're very good.
All right. Now, and we've talked about this market being just insane, right? I mean, the seltzer market is off the hook and the chain and all the other things.
It's off the charts. We've talked about in the past, you know, this is the only category that they've seen since the light beer category take hold of the market like this and not start tumbling at some point. It just keeps growing and growing. So, I mean, seltzers are here to stay. If you're not on board, you know, you're missing the boat, especially with some health consciousness to it.
We got plenty to get through. What flavor should we try next at this fun new Coors party?
So let's go with grapefruit, which tends to be my favorite when it comes to the seltzers.
All right. All right. You do like the grapefruit.
I do. I don't like real grapefruit.
You mean either? I think we talked about that recently. I don't either, but I'm willing to give this a fighting chance.
With real grapefruit. With real grapefruit, if you put sugar on it, it's much better.
Agreed.
All right,
let me try this.
On that one.
And then if I'm not thoroughly happy with this particular Coors seltzer, then I will just pour some sugar in it.
No, this grapefruit is really refreshing.
No,
very.
This is good. This is good. This is the right grapefruit flavor. This doesn't have that nasty bite that a real grapefruit has.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. See, I like that a lot.
They put the sugar on for you.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I don't even have to lick my fingers now. Wow, that's good. Okay. All right. I like it. Great. Okay, grapefruit. And these are, again, these are in the box. This is a sampler, right?
This is a 12-pack variety, correct.
Okay. All right. Right,
we're going to go with mango next.
Oh, yeah.
So as far as where you can find these right now, these just hit our docks pretty much this week. So it'll be a pretty hard hit into the market. You should be able to find them just about any of your big box retailers, you know, Total Wine, ABC's, Publix, Winn-Dixie's. I'm sure you'll start seeing them rolling into the convenience stores, the 24-ounce cans eventually. These are here to stay. Give them a shot, you know.
That's definitely mango.
I like that a lot. Okay.
That's a really juicy mango flavor.
That one's front running for me. It makes me want a mango lifesaver now, but I don't need it. This is lifesavers don't get me where I need to go. This will get me right there.
That might be the next big thing right there. Alcoholic lifesaver.
Right? Just saying.
There we go.
You know? They might have to change the name though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it might be day savers or weekend savers or something.
There you go.
All right. There's one more Coors Seltzer Soldier standing there.
So we got one more.
It's lemon lime.
Okay.
I can't recall any of the other seltzer companies right now that are doing a lemon lime. Most of them are doing classic lime or something of that nature. But I think this is the first one I'm seeing doing lemon lime. So I'm hoping we kind of get on that Sprite / 7-Up train a little bit.
That's what I'm hoping for on this one. The can certainly leads me there.
Sounds. It tastes like a de-sweetened Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one might be the least sweet to me.
It does taste like Sprite.
Yeah, I could have a lot of fun with this. Make some margarita or something.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on a second, Amelia. You might have tapped into a...
Yeah.
I think we're going to add mixologist to our resume here shortly.
I mean, honestly, if you just get business cards, all you need is a card that says it, and you're good to go.
Right. No one's going to question
it. Who's going to tell you no, for crying out loud? Nobody checks degrees anymore. Wow, Coors. What a great surprise gift that Coors is giving you an option now. Certainly. And like I said, as hot as it is outside, if you don't want to get weighted down with a beer or something, this is a great way to go. And you can get healthy in the process.
Yeah, cheers to Coors, man.
For not only doing the right thing, but actually getting the flavor in there, too.
I'm always nervous about all these beer companies coming out with the seltzers. They did a great job with
it. I was nervous, too. Well, now we can calm our nerves. And guess what? We're only halfway through.
What?
We've got some Vizzy friends to revisit coming up. Next, the Morning Hog Show and Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Bang! On 95.7 The Hog.